and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day
452.
Oh, I was so close, I had my mind on the two.
254.
Should we do that again? No one will notice. 452. How are we all doing? I would be able to tell you how we were all doing if my browser hadn't taken one on itself. Poor Vivaldi. It's upset with the heat, I think. It says update error, but I wasn't trying to update it. And then I couldn't get rid of that. But it's all right now. So that means I can turn the chat on. No, I can't. Wrong one. Wrong buttons. Yay! Got the chat. I'm going to do a refresh just in case. But it should be spot on accurate tonight. Hello, Renee! Oh, Mike says he's first, but he's not.
I was in my mind.
Yes, but we all know about your mind, don't we, Mike? Anyway, so that makes Tracy second. Hello, Tracy. And CQCQ Deb third. Excellent. Hello, Tony. Tracy wonders if a firstborn Mike doesn't count. No. Mike doesn't count at all, so just ignore him. So you're second. So hello, everybody. It's Thursday. How are we doing?
It's 5 o'clock and it's Crackerjack.
No, it's not, Mike. No,
it's not.
No, it's 7 o'clock.
And it's maroon.
I was playing around last night with Vivaldi. I've got some cool demos for tomorrow. Oh, Vivaldi just gets better and better.
You were playing around with Vivaldi?
I was.
What if I said I was playing around with one of my women?
That happens all the time, Mike.
Vivaldi's the equivalent for you.
No, it's virtual, and it's a nice toy. And I found, well, I've got four fabulous features, but I can only get two of them working. So let's concentrate on the two that I can get working tomorrow, and we'll work up from there. So what else happened today?
Have you unboxed the paddy already?
Oh, did you not see the picky? You not see the picky in the mail? Getting there. Slowly, slowly, catchy monkey. Some more clothes came today. What should we do for a live unboxing tomorrow? I wonder. I actually managed to be productive on an iPad. There you go. That's unusual. Usually consumption. Took a decision what not to put on the iPad. You know, the stuff that distracts me on a constant basis. That kind of stuff. Yeah, didn't do that. No, left it alone. So, no Facebook. Although I'm not distracted by Facebook. I'm like, nah, should I look at Facebook? And I don't do the infinite scroll thing. It's like, what's the first thing? Which, you know, you've got to do because social faux pas if you don't. So one of the things was, it was Elsa's birthday yesterday. And if I hadn't have said happy birthday, trouble would have ensued. Elsa's the cat, by the way. Anyway, Elsa was 3 yesterday. Do you know, I remember Elsa's first birthday. Do you remember the card that Kaz got? And it said, like, Elsa 1. Mm. And Elsa was on the patio outside with the card.
Yeah.
Like, sniffing at it. And then before you knew it, it was last year and Elsa was 2 and we were bang in the middle of a lockdown. Oh, deja vu. Yes, we're in a lockdown again. But it's not a lockdown because we're not allowed to use words like that, but it's a lockdown. And Elsa was 3 yesterday, so there you go. There's 3 years that flew by. Flew by. Of course, it's Madam's birthday next week.
It is.
And she's just being a hot dog at the moment, isn't
six.
She? She's 6. God, how did that happen? Wasn't she...
That's 42 in dog years.
Wasn't she 3 when we met her? Well, we met her at like 10 weeks, 12 weeks, didn't we?
Met her in the September.
So she would have
3 months.
So she was 3 months old?
Yes.
Oh, she was so cute. Oh, she was so
she
cute.
She still is cute.
I know, but as a baby. You know what they look like when they're a baby.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking, you know when we met her for the second time with Ollie?
Yeah.
Was she 3 or 4?
Can't remember.
She must have been 3.
Yeah, I think 3.
Oh, she's too cute. Anyway, she's 6 next week. Lovely, lovely Lola. So I believe we have good news on the Deb acquiring tech front. Yay, that's fantastic.
Well, she got a date.
You've got a date. Is it a good date? Is it a...
No.
Oh, hang on.
No, it's not.
An estimated delivery date between June the 17th, July the 1st. Ooh, moved up a week. Yeah, did you know, we both ordered that at exactly the same time. And my delivery date, when it was in the basket and I hit buy, was launch day. And then it disappeared. When I got in, it was like, what do you mean the back end of June? It literally, that was the most slip I've ever seen. There was one phone that did that with me. You know, when you hit buy, you put your credit card on there, it's literally going to buy, and then it comes back and it gives you a different date. That's the worst one I've ever seen. That slipped the most. But one of the ones that caused a complete ruckus here was the iPhone 6. I ordered it and it said, you know, launch day delivery. And then when I got the email, so luckily I'd got a screenshot of it saying that on the confirmation. When I got the email, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks later, I got on the phone with Apple and I played holy hell. Holy, holy hell did I play. But back then, it was like they literally, they didn't have a phone to give you. Well, if I spoke to one person, I must have spoke to about five. Eventually, I got on to like the manager of the customer service department and gave her the sad sorry tale. And of course, you'd got the screenshot to say, you know, you lied. And she said, do you know what? She said, if I could physically get you a phone on Friday, I would. But it was supposed to be 3 weeks out. Anyway, I stomped around in a fury on the Friday. And then Saturday morning came and I stomped around in a fury then as well. Monday, completely out of the blue, phone turned up. So it was still telling me, you know, 3 weeks out. But I created such a stink with Apple, a phone turned up. I think it was brought in the back of a car with an Apple employee carrying it. But yes, I was only 48 hours late on that one in the end. Oh, Deb says she'll see the credit card charge first and then it'll be on its way. I actually don't know. Hello, Sarah. Hello. Off again. Hello, Kim. Yay, Kim's in. I don't know about the credit card charge. I've got the bill. The last bill was made up on the 3rd or 4th and it wasn't on that. But I did get the note from the delivering company, DPD, before I got the one from Apple. And I'm like, is it really on its way? But then if you can all recall the fiasco with the iMac, we got its processing message, which is like we're thinking about it. And then we got preparing to ship, which was like we're seriously thinking about it now, thinking of putting it in a box and everything. And that was it. And then I got this message from DPD that was saying it's on its way to Appleton, which is near, remind me again, the one with the pigs, the place with the pigs.
Tamworth,
the Tamworth pigs. If you've not heard of the Tamworth pigs, Mike will find the article on Wikipedia and share it with you. So Appleton is in Tamworth and it was on its way there. And that was when I said to Mike, I think this could arrive tomorrow. By the time Apple had caught up with it all, they said Friday and it actually arrived on the Wednesday. And it was like, what's going on?
There's Tamworth pigs.
They don't know what they're doing, is basically the answer. So I agree with you. It might be on the credit card first. I've not looked. But I did pay off the last credit card that had the pencil on it, because that arrived early, if you remember. And it sat there for 7 weeks waiting for its brethren. Hello, Dee. Oh, Dee spent an hour on the phone to Apple about connecting your monitor. Ah, no, this is Sarah. Sarah spent an hour on the phone. They weren't that great, to be honest. Kept giving you an adapter and you questioned it. But anyway, eventually resulted in you can't connect it. But it worked. But you worked that out and not them. Honestly, you know, you give advice like talk to Apple and Apple are useless. What can I say?
Renault's been buying toys.
Oh.
Yeah, drug smuggling. I think you're right there, Dee.
Oh, my. Look at that lot.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's more than you've got.
It's more packages than I've got, that's for sure. Absolutely it is. Oh.
Something Chinese.
That looks like...
I would say the sweet and sour's in one of them.
That'll be in the orange one.
The noodles will be in the other.
And then there's the flat one at the bottom.
The flat one at the bottom would be the pancakes.
Yeah, that could well be.
Yeah. Not sure where the toffee apples are.
Well, you know, they could be in the top one because that's like got something chunky in it. Oh, that's a bit
bulgy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't go back to bulgy. We'll return to last night and nobody wants to go there. I'm wondering if it's things like batteries and stuff because my batteries come like that. I usually get them from 7 Day Shop, which is in Jersey, which means no VAT. Like that. What else do I get from there? Oh, memory cards. Which was important last night, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh, got the vlogging camera out, turned it on, no card. I thought, where's that gone? Found the card, put it in. No, I don't like that card. I thought, what do you mean you don't like that card? It's my 256 gig card. What do you mean you don't like it? Neither of the computers would read it. So I'm like, I'm stood here with my very expensive vlogging camera with no card. But luckily, we have this magic thing on the back of the door, don't we? It's actually intended for makeup or shoes, neither of which I've got that many of. So it's got our tech gear in it. So I said to Mike, top row, one in from the left, you'll find some 32 gig cards. Mike's looking at me like, do we keep these in stock like a shop? Yes, Mike, we do. They're for the CCTV cameras. They don't take any more than 32 gig. So I have a whole supply of 32 gig cards.
I had a 256 card.
And the 400.
The 400, I think, is in the Surface. The 256 is knocking around somewhere.
I actually have a note.
I don't know where.
In Notion, you know, in our wiki. And it lists the digital recording devices we've got, and it lists next to the names what's the maximum card size it'll take. Because without that, you've got to go back to the manual every single time. And some of them don't take more than 128. But I need to check what this camera will take, and I need to understand why this 256 isn't readable at the moment. So is Renee going to put us out of... Oh, here we go. He's putting us out of our misery. A USB-C cable. Excellent. AirPods Max cover. Oh, is this the... is it like the carry case handbaggy thing it comes in, or is it one that covers the whole thing? We need to know that. It's fun to shop at AliExpress. Do you know, that name rings a bell. I wonder if I looked at it and didn't buy anything many years ago. Let me have a look. I reckon it could be. Let's have a look. Hang on. It's offering me all kinds of vouchers and stuff. No, I do not want notifications. You know, I think it was. I think I looked at this once and they had some, I think it was cards I was looking for. But I've never bought anything. Oh, I need to have a look, don't I? Oh, Renee, what have you done? Nadia, I do that to you all the time. So fair dues. That sounds fantastic anyway. Logitech mouse sliding feet. Do you know, that's the first thing I did too, Renee. They're in the drawer. They are supposed to be replacement feet for when the feet wear out. I've had mine about 18 months and the feet have not worn out. I've got quite a smooth mouse mat, but it's as old as the hills because it's indestructible. It was a standing joke, this mouse mat. I paid 36 quid for it. Don't remind Mike, he never did get over that. But I was going through a mouse mat about every 3 months. And I've had this one for the last 12 years, something like that. So it's very smooth and it's cleaned and hand sanitised about once every 2 days to keep it nice and smooth. And the underside of the mouse... pretty okay. But like you, I do have spare mouse feet. Just in case. You never know. You never, never, never know. Oh, they've got a lot of copyright violation products on their site. Stolen from other designers. I've not had a look to that degree. I looked a long time ago, but I found them somewhere else, so I used it somewhere else. Not gonna mention the heroin, Renee. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Right, 1 terabyte or 2. I do believe, as Deb updated you on hers, I think hers is a 2 and mine's a 1. I didn't actually need the 1. All my stuff's in the cloud. I do not need a 1 terabyte iPad. But the way that they're configured, they don't actually tell you this, but you only get double the RAM if you pay for the extra storage. So while the difference between the 512 and the 1 terabyte is like, that's utterly ridiculous for that amount of storage, it's not just for the storage, it's for the RAM as well. So it's got 16 gig of RAM rather than 8. That's the only reason I went for the 1 terabyte. So I'm now looking to grow kidneys on a vine. But it had to be done because I needed that. Did not need the storage, needed the RAM. I certainly didn't need the 2 terabytes. Because there'll always be a new iPad down the line. So I'd rather put that money towards the next new iPad. Oh, anyway, it's good to see that many parcels lined up for the ripping open of.
I've never heard of mouse feet. I bet you've heard of mouse feet.
Mouse feet? Mouse feet's one name for them, but basically, the underside of that mouse thing has got four like pieces of plastic on it that it floats on. That lifts it off the desk fractionally.
Yeah.
And obviously they would wear down, wouldn't they? So you can actually buy spares and then retrofit them. Think of it as like having a car that you change the tyres on. I'm surprised I've not needed them before today.
I've got a cheap mouse mat.
One thing I did buy from somewhere, and I bet that shop would have them, is our digital recorders have got like a display on them. They're not touch enabled or anything, but they have a display on them so you can check, you can monitor the sound. And obviously it's got a little plastic screen. You can actually get screen protectors for your digital recorders. And I remember ordering one a while back. And then when I came to put it on, could I find it? And it was the start of lockdown. And I thought, I'll have to buy another one. So, and this was fine because I've got two devices that this thing will fit. So I thought, I'll order one. And then I thought, oh God, it's coming from China in the middle of a global pandemic. It went into the COVID cave for about 6 months. And then I finally took it out and put it on the front, which you saw actually in a picky last week. When I did the software update, the firmware update to the Zoom, it actually had the cover on it. And it's like, it's got like a, there's little bubbles at the edge, obviously, but it sticks pretty well. And it doesn't leave that like horrible residue behind. So I don't put one of those on my iPhones or my iPads, but I did decide to put it on that because it's on the desk all the time. And I think it had like the cheap, horrible one that comes with it when you buy the device. And I managed somehow, as I was picking it up, to dig my nail in it. It didn't scratch it because it had this cheap thing on it. And I thought, you need to get that out and put that on there. So then I had to order another one. So somewhere I've got another set. Just need to put them all together. Stuff you didn't really need, but it's fun to shop. I'm loving that. Has anybody told Mrs. Renee? Sincerely hope not.
Need and want. Renee was discussing that this morning.
Ah, what's the bulging topic? Tracy hasn't been in for a couple of days. What was the bulging topic?
I can't remember. I'm sure somebody can enlighten us.
It was yesterday. I remember that. No, it's totally escaped me, Tracy, but it's fine. It's been captured for posterity. And although it's not being processed yet, it's been backed up. So, you know, it's virtually there. It will be there soon. Virtually soon. Right.
Shall I go and check the chat?
What's Logitech mouse sliding feet? Yeah, that's a good description, Renee. The sliding stickers on the bottom. Basically, it's what lifts it fractionally off the desk and makes the mouse move smoothly. But obviously, they wear out over time. They used to be for the Apple Magic Mouse, something called mouse slippers. Not even joking. Because underneath that, it's got like two rails. And the two rails would get like scratched just in normal use. And it would not be as smooth as it was. So you had these mouse slippers. So mouse shoes, mouse sliders, mouse slippers, all the same thing. Basically, get the mouse off the desk fractionally to allow it to have like a smooth movement. 79 cents. I'm sure mine were considerably more expensive for an eye. Oh. I use a mouse mat, but my logic was these things will wear down. Now, I've had them a while. You can run your nail along the side and you can feel how much, it's like tread on a tyre. You can feel how much tread you've got before the mouse is going to start like stuttering on the mat that you're using it on. Now, it does mean that you can float it on the desk if you want to, but I don't. I always have a mouse mat. I'm trying to think, have I ever used it without? I don't think so. I had fabric mouse mats in the day. And then I had like very thin plasticky ones that you could travel with. I also got a gaming mat. Gaming mats are fantastic because, I mean, some of them look hideous. But if you can get a plain one, they're very smooth. They're very thin and very smooth. You can roll them up to travel with. And they're rubberized on the back so they don't skid. And on the top, it's like a very smooth surface. So I got one. One was quite big. But the thing was, you could fold it up. You could roll it and like pop it into something circular. I like a toilet roll. Toilet roll holder thing. And then travel with it and then just get it out the other end. And it just flung out flat. It didn't crease. So gaming mats are worth looking at. Right. Okay. Carrying on down here.
I've never heard of this AliExpress.
Like I say, I've heard of it, but it was a long time ago. Oh. Must be a good 4 or 5 years ago.
I've just been there.
But I didn't buy anything. I didn't buy anything.
Sounds like Orient Express.
Deb's got pads on the bottom of the laptop. That's a good idea as well. Fun theme for Brooklyn's this week. Oh, yes. I dream to sleep. Oh, that's just made me think of... wasn't there an Ultravox one?
Don't know.
Or am I thinking of something else? Oh, no, I'm going to have a look now. I'm sure there was an Ultravox one, something to do with sleep. Right, Ultravox. I do like the Ultravox because it's the 80s. I mean, obviously it's 1985.
It is 1985.
It's 1985. Dancing with Tears in My Eyes, Vienna, Hymn, Reap the Wild Wind. Love all of those, but no, that's nothing to do with sleep, is it? I'm sure they had one to do with sleep. Was it from the album Lament? Let's have a look. One Small Day, Man of the World, Heart of the Country, When the Time Comes, Friend Called Divine, Not Seeing Anything About Sleep. Why was that suddenly in my mind? Nope, not on there at all. What was in my head? I often wonder what's in my head. All right, Ultravox, Sleep. Maybe I was thinking, Sleepwalk! There you go, put me down for Ultravox Sleepwalk, Mike. I knew there was one. No idea what it was called.
Well, that was one of the opening ones.
It might be a bit too much for Tony P.
Okay.
Poor Tony P. He does like his Peter Dawson. This is 1920s, 1930s Australian. What would you say? Crooner. A crooner. Oh, Kim said she could only think of the pyjama game. Oh, that's made me think, though, Kim. Isn't it Bananas in Pyjamas?
Bananas in Pyjamas.
Get that down for young Johnny.
Right, what was the Ultravox one called?
Sleepwalk. Sleepwalk.
Two words or one?
Hello, Anthony. One word. Used to have a gaming mouse mat, even though you don't play games. Aluminium, quite expensive, very nice. That sounds like one I've got. One was like this roll-up thing, and another one was metal. It was quite thin, had like a shiny top on it. Not shiny like the back of the original iPod, more with a like a scratch pattern on it, as though it had been... It was very smooth, but it had this kind of liney pattern on it. At first, the mouse kind of... You can hear the mouse moving, but it soon smooths off, so it doesn't. But gaming mats are great to look at because a standard mouse mat can be quite cheap and nasty. You know, they're designing. It's like, oh, that looks really nice. Then you get it and it's not. A gaming mat has to be perfect for fast mouse movement. So they're probably the ones I would start looking at and wheel it in from there. Oh, a magic trackpad. Well, I do have one of those, but that's only for my left hand. That only ever gets put on the left hand. Mouse is always on the right. Remember when play.com was a thing? I do. I don't recall if I bought anything. But I used to get a mail every day with all like the special offers on it. And like AliExpress, I've heard of and I have looked at, but no, I didn't know he was the richest Chinese entrepreneur either. No idea. Play.com, didn't it originate as supplier of CDs, music CDs, but at a discount? So whereas in the shops they were kind of $11.99 or $12.99, on Play.com they might be like $6 or $7.99. Anthony's got a new toy, proud owner of a Stream Deck. You will love it. You will love it, Anthony. I've forgotten half my shortcuts for Hindi because of my Stream Deck. But it was either that or a keyboard, and I decided the Stream Deck was much more useful. So which one did you get? I think there's three, isn't there? There's the four. There's one with just four buttons on. There's one, I think, has it got 8 buttons or 16 buttons? That's the mid-range one. I went for the Stream Deck XL, which has got, I think it's 8 times 4, 32. Mine's got 32 buttons on it. A Stream Deck, D, is... Renee, yes, is the answer to that, yes. A Stream Deck is a control surface. You program the buttons to perform certain functions in certain applications. So I'll give you the link for the one that I've got, which is the big one. The Stream Deck XL. There it is. Shiny. It's very nice. Very, very nice. So you can do this with an iPad. There's an app as well. There you go. So that makes magic happen. Yeah, it's buttons, basically. It's a device that has, in my case, 32 buttons on it. And then you open up a particular application and you obviously have to pre-hook this up. You have to pre-configure it. So in my case, it's Hindenburg where I do the audio editing. And I then have that set to my left. And as I'm working, I've got buttons that do certain things like do a cut or a copy, a paste. In my case, I've got one that cuts out from all the tracks in an audio editor. You can also use it when you're live streaming. So if you can't see your screen because, you know, you've got PowerPoint running, you can program these buttons to cut the audio, switch screens, all kinds of stuff like that. They are incredibly popular. Oh, Anthony got the XL. Excellent. You're still setting it up. It is very good. It is. The way that they've got it where you can just, you know, query their database of configurations and then pull one down and you get the icon with it is fantastic. You can also just get the icons up there. But I made a custom set, so that took me longer to do it by hand. But it was so worth it. Oh, it's amazing. I love it. Absolutely love it. So when I set this machine up and I didn't have it configured, because the way I've done mine, there wasn't a configuration for Hindenburg. So there was no way that Hindenburg understood the fact that you were pushing these buttons. You need some conduit between the device and the application that you're working with. But what swung me with it, because I knew there was no Hindenburg configuration. So while it worked with other stuff, that's all very well. But if it didn't work with Hindenburg, then I was going to be stuck. So then a new version of Keyboard Maestro came out. And one of the big features in the update was the fact that you could now use it as the conduit between whatever application you were using and the device. And at that point, I thought, right. And I remember buying the update to Keyboard Maestro before I even installed it. I didn't even take the trial. I just thought, yep, we'll have that. So I bought it via the email, got it installed, ordered the Stream Deck. I wouldn't say it's difficult, but once you know what you're doing. But at first you're looking at it thinking, okay, I've got the application, I've got the hardware, I've got the driver installed for that, and now I've got Keyboard Maestro. How does all that work together? But it only took about 2 minutes, and I'm like, right, I get it. And you just have to create a Keyboard Maestro macro for whatever it is that you want, and then hook it up to a button and tell it which application to use. The whole lot came across automatically. So when you move from one machine to another, as long as you've got Dropbox installed and you're using Dropbox to synchronise the Keyboard Maestro settings, as soon as you put your driver on, you're good to go. Because I thought, if I've got to reprogram this, I'm going to be here for weeks. But it was just there. It was fantastic. And I've noticed now, it's £20 cheaper than I paid. But it is a very, very good toy. But it depends on your needs. If you're doing a lot of audio editing, video editing, or anything like that, then I would say, you know, it's a must. And the 6-key one is £85. The 15-key one's £130. You might as well go for the 32. You seriously, you know, don't deprive yourself. In fact, with 6 keys, I'm really not sure what you'd bother with, because the bottom row of this would have 8 and it's only 209. So it's not cost effective to go for less than the 32, really. And you can always leave them blank, or you can even have like a clock on one of the buttons. So you never intend to push this button. It's just displaying a clock for you. And that's particularly useful when you've got something full screen. You can't see your computer. So congratulations. Anthony's currently customising it for the screen flow, using it for Ulysses, so you can never remember where the hash key is. So you programmed it into the Stream Deck. That's genius. That's the thing with it. You can do so much with it in terms of customisation. Pretty amazing. I'm loving that. Renee has just got Mrs. R to understand why you need a new MacBook. Just tell her it's kind of, you know, like we say clothes. We've been saying this for a long time. We got MacBite Series some new clothes. And what we mean is, MacBite Series, my iPhone. So what we mean is I've got a new iPhone case. So like I said, I've got some clothes on the way for the new iPad. No, notice clothes. This one's going to have a change of wardrobe, for crying out loud. Better dressed than I am. But yes, just explain it's an accessory for the MacBook. You mean on the wiser? Like a case. Or what else could you need? Oh, a dongle. Ah, there you go. How does dongle translate into Dutch? Does it sound like something you'd get away with?
Just dongle.
Tell her it's a dongle for the MacBook that she's already pre-approved. That'll work. Because, you know, you plug it in and it dongles. Yeah, you get away with it. That would be fine. You're getting away with it. Does it not have, when you say customising it for ScreenFlow, does it not have that built in? It doesn't with Camtasia, but I would have thought with ScreenFlow it did. Let's have a look. ScreenFlow. Why do I think it did? It's in the discussion forum for ScreenFlow. They're looking to see if it's added. This was 1 year ago. Are there special integrations available? Oh, somebody asked the question. I remember reading this now. It's all come back to me. Stream Deck works with Wirecast, which is what we use to do the live stream. But the question comes from Craig, who's a moderator, and saying, how would you want the Stream Deck to work with ScreenFlow? Then he links to the documentation for the Wirecast integration. But he says, we don't have this for ScreenFlow, but they might be interested if it works. So let's carry on. Fill in the form and put a request in. Blah, blah, blah. Somebody comes on and they've already done it and there's a screenshot of that. So I'll put this in case it's any use for Anthony to have a look at, see how they've configured it. And he's also, there's a download. So if you go down to Ricardo Matosinos, Ricardo anyway, halfway down. About 30% of the way down. There's a screenshot of his Stream Deck and underneath it, you can download the settings. So if that's any good. And then there's long discussion about how to actually make it work. I would say you might as well. Oh, there's another one at the bottom as well. Another picture. He hasn't got every button configured, but he's got some buttons configured. So that's probably a good place to start having a read anyway. I'm loving that. Renee's mum would start to talk English by talking Dutch real loud. That sounds like a British thing. That sounds like someone from Britain going on holiday to Spain, not speaking a word of Spanish, but speaking very slow English very loudly and expecting them to understand.
Yeah. Por favor. Monsieur.
Have you noticed, though, they do try... tend, that type of person tends to stick a Spanish word at the end.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, you know, do you sell full English? Gracias. At the end. It's like an episode of Benidorm.
Two. Sticking your fingers up. Two. Big. Breakfast. Por favor.
Oh, dear me. Dongles are so year 2000. Well, you say that, Renee, but you need a dongle to make a MacBook do anything these days. My kit has kit of its own, I'm telling you. Adding O to every noun, that's another trick, isn't it, Tracy? Speakio English. Do you speakio English?
The very, very, very first football match I went to before I went to United, my granddad took me to Main Road to watch England v Italy under 21s. And the next day at school, my brother was telling me that a mate of his went, and every time the Italian fans sang Italiano, Italiano, under his breath, this lad said, oh, rubbishio, oh, rubbishio. Just reminded me.
Oh, yes, we need to remind everybody, links are now clickable. Yes, Anthony, good catch. Yes. We had a fiddle around in the back end. Mike was fiddling in the back end. And links are now clickable or tappable, depending on your device. Before, you had to... Shall I do the Spanish thing?
Yeah.
Selectio. You had to selectio the linkios to clickio. That's good Spanish, isn't it, Tracy? You understood every word of that.
You then had to copio and pasteo.
Yes, you did. Do you know, the Spaniards...
That sounds like a Turonis sketch, doesn't
the
it?
The Spaniards must look at them and think, thick English. Because I am, and I look at them and think, thick English. You know, at least try. Your pronunciation might be absolutely shocking. You might have four phrase books in your hand, but look like you're trying. But they don't. They just... I think they think they're speaking perfect Spanish, but they just look stupid. It's like a sketch from Hello, Hello. Mind you, that pretty much summed up my French, didn't it? I coped admirably when I visited. It's speaking French in an educational scenario I had a problem with. I was fine conversating with the French. Apart from the guy who took me saying, hang on, what is it? It'll come to me. English. I basically said it English, but I used the right word. But he thought I'd said German. So he got all this stuff out. This everything was in like separate drawers. So he went, it was the four candle sketch, wasn't it? He went behind him and went to a drawer and came out and had all these like prayer cards. It was next to the basilica. And he got these prayer cards out and I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, I don't know what language that is, but it's not English. And then I looked and I thought, they're German. So I said, no, not German, English. Ah, he said, and then he went back and came back with them. So his mistake, not mine. I did have fun there, though. And I didn't start every conversation with, you speak English? Unlike my mother, who did. And she, parlez-vous anglais? And when he said no, she went, oh. And she said, right, it's all yours, and left me to deal with it. Thanks, Mum. I was 14 and petrified. Bottom of my French class, I'm petrified. But I coped. Oh dear. That is it. That's actually, Renee, I'm loving that. I'm loving that. The cool vest. Yeah, that makes sense. Big and cold. I think I'd actually understand that. Oh, a cool cast. Cool cast. Ah, then it's not big, is it? The cast of cool. I think you'd get it from cool, though, wouldn't you? It's about being understood. It's not about being perfect. Or at least that's what I said, because I'm not perfect. You soon need that dongle case you showed us months ago. Do you have a link for that nice case? Oh, what did it look like, Kim? Remind me. Was it a zip one? Did it zip all the way around? Was it the Kermit the Frog one? I've got one travel bag that's lime green. And when I mean, it's day glow. And it's because it's got the real central stuff in it. If we haven't got that, we're not doing anything. So when I say to Mike, can you pass me the cable bag? And he looks at the 17 bags on the bed and says, which one do you mean? I just say, give me the green one. But I've also got like a zip round thing as well. So remind me what it looked like. Ah, now, obrigado, or in Portuguese, isn't it obrigado? But if you're a lady, it's obrigada with an A. Because when José Mourinho came, he's Portuguese. And I think I picked that up in Portuguese. But then it was like, why would you change the end of it based on who's speaking? Just to confuse me. Because language is not a strong point unless it's typed. Zipped all the way around and it was black. I know the one you mean. Was it green on the inside? Yes, I've got about three of those. It had all my dongles in, didn't it? Right, I'll make a note. Dongle case. Yeah, I think that was green inside. It had lots of little pockets in it. So I've got things in it like... I've got every cable known to man in it. I've even got a 30-pin cable in there. And that was because we were going away and I thought... We're bound to have a Catanian with a phone as old as the hills who's forgotten a charger. First night, knock on the door. You haven't got a charger, have you? Nina. Like, Nina? She said, no. I brought the cable. She said, I haven't got the brick bit that goes in the wall. I forgot the brick bit. And luckily, I actually had with me a spare 10-port hub. So off she went. Chidge was in his element. He was charging his iPad, her iPad, his phone, her phone, and still had 6 ports spare. Came back and then he wanted one. Right. Okay. I've made a note of that. I will dig that out. Let's see if I can find the link. Obviously, it came from Amazon. Everything comes from Amazon. Amazon. Might need to go in my history for that. Cable case. Black and green. Let's see if I can find it. These are not cable cases. What are you thinking? That's more like it. It looked like one of those. There it is. Right. I'll get the picky. If this is it. So I'll pop it up there so we can have a look. Then I'll send you the link. So let's get that up there first. Is that the one you're talking about? That's the one I've got everything in. It's got that lovely pouch at the bottom with the zip thing on as well. Where I put some extra SD cards. But the rest of it I think is probably full of cables. My dongle was in there. Is it that one? That's only £5.09 at the moment. I'm not going to look what I paid for that. But it wouldn't have been much more. Deb loves watching Hubby's family, who all speak several languages, switch in and out of the languages when they're speaking to their spouses, and then switch back to English in a split second. We have the United Nations family style. That's brilliant, isn't it? My uncle married a German lady, and he learnt German while he was over there. I think he was stationed there in the army. I think he was there 2 years. But I always find it amazing when somebody picks up a language that fast. And they would speak German in two occasions. One was if it was something they didn't particularly want you to know about, they'd just switch to German. Do you know the one thing I don't know? I don't know if their kids spoke German, but logic would say they did. Anyway, the other time they'd speak German is when they were arguing. And there was just bad German words being said. And Mum would sit there with, like, I've no idea what's going on.
Bad words.
Bad German words. But it was so funny. He's like, they're speaking German. Okay, they're either talking about our Christmas presents or they're having a row. And you could pretty much tell by the volume. It was so funny.
Well, I've been asked to do some training for people in Belgium and they insist it's in English.
Oh, why? Well, obviously you wouldn't be speaking Belgian, but Flemish, isn't it?
Because they were looking for a trainer that speaks it English.
Do you know, I find that amazing, I really do. They must converse all day in their own language and then have to switch for a training course. And yeah. Then you've got all the nuances like yesterday with the brackets.
Yeah.
And parenthesis. It must be an absolute nightmare. I really do admire people who can do that. I guess it's the same as me talking in CSS at one point and then HTML and then VBA.
Yeah.
Oh, and then weird languages.
Like Squib.
Wow, one nephew speaks 14 languages. I've probably got 14 bad words, but certainly not languages. That's amazing. Amazing. I wonder if it'd make any difference with me if I was just immersed and left there. Like if you dumped me in France for a year. Probably not. I'd probably starve. Although I can point at things and ask how much. So as long as I've got some money, I should be all right. Oh, dear, dear me. Right, I put the link in for that. That's the link to the UK site. That's where I got it from. There are quite a few that are similar. That just happens to be the one that I got. I find that one really useful. It's really flexible. If you've not got much in it, it's not like rigid on the outsides. It's floppy. So if you've not got much in it, you could even fold it in half. If you've got it full, it kind of just expands. So like we were talking about bulging yesterday, it just bulges out, which you can shove more stuff in it. So that one is one that I use. Mine are packed all the time. So I've actually got one sat next to me on the floor behind the bin. So if it's like, oh, I need X cable, I know there'll be one in there. It might not be the one that I would choose to use. And what I mean by that is that's packed for when I need to go out. So it'll have things in it, for example, that I probably wouldn't need in the house, which would be spare batteries for the presenter clicker and stuff like that. But if I can't find a cable that I'm looking for in the house because it's disappeared, then I'll know that there'll be one in there. And all I've got to remember to do is put it back when I find the other one. Today I was actually looking at a battery. You know the flat ones that look like a coin? Well, I use one of those. The ones that were in the old style Apple remotes. And I'm sure I had some of those. And then the same battery is used in the remote control for my speakers. And I need the remote control for my speakers because the control unit's under the desk. And I looked at it and then I looked at this other battery, which is in a hand grip for a camera. And I thought, oh, that's fantastic. It's the same as my speaker remote. But I thought, just to be on the safe side, I'll take a photo and make absolutely certain that they're not the same. They look identical, but one is a 2025 and the other is a 2032. And I better not cross-pollinate them because this thing was about 150 quid. Only I didn't pay anything like that for it. This hand grip thing is it's Bluetooth connected to the camera and zooms in and out and all kinds of clever stuff. But I got it with the thing rather than paying separate. But now I need to have multiple batteries. So I took a photo and then that's going to go in Notion, isn't it? In the equipment tracker. So when I go for the vlogging camera, I think, what's the battery in the vlog? There they are. It's just a matter of putting things in the right place. Oh, and then remembering where you put them. Which is actually quite difficult at times. Oh, Tony's got a new iPad ordered. Which one have you ordered? The 12th to the 26th of July. There's still quite a lead time on these things, isn't there? What have you ordered, Tony?
I need to get my mother one.
I know, I was going to say that to you. That setup was so easy, she could do it herself.
Yeah.
As long as she puts her phone next to it, she'll be fine. And then she won't have to reconfigure pins and stuff.
Well, she's not having the Pro, is she? So.
No, she wanted the... Is it the Air?
The normal one.
The one that they recommend for kids at school.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what she'll be using it for. Go look it up on the AZ thing. Right. Back up a bit. Kimmy's mixing old and new tech and you really have a lot of conversion dongles. Tell me about it. If you imagine that the way that that's laid out in that case, that's what this thing on the back of the door does. It's got dongles and all sorts in it. And Mike was working one day, early in the morning-ish. Well, you know, early for me. So before lunch, basically. And his dongle broke. And he was able to just walk into the office and look in this thing and pick one up that looked the same and wander off with it. Because that's what it's there for. I mean, yeah, technically it's mine and it's not his for work. But, you know, if it does the job, that's where they all are. And they're all labelled as to what they actually are. So it's that little case, but writ large.
And it's just iPad.
It's just iPad,
just
is it?
Just iPad.
Right, excellent.
There's a 32 or the 128.
The 32 might be a bit tight.
We'll go for the 128.
Just spec it up. Don't be buying it.
I'm not buying
right
it.
Right at this second. Oh, and doesn't she want the pink one to match her phone? Ugh.
You mean the gold?
Is it gold?
Rose gold.
God. Rose gold. Ugh. Do you know, I don't think she'd notice if it was the silver one. But then it'd have a white front, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's got a white front.
Yeah.
Oh, dear me.
Probably
no.
Probably in a case.
No. She probably will put it in a case. She won't see the back anyway.
420.
Look up the cases while you're there, or we buy anything. Oh, Deb's daughter has a gift for languages. She did French and some German. Hubby sent one of his books he had written. It was all in French. Speaks it fluently. Ah, amazing. Amazing. Upgraded 1 terabyte Wi-Fi and cellular, new pencil and Apple Care. You're a sucker. You're not a sucker. You're going to enjoy that. You're going to enjoy it. The only reason I didn't go for cellular, I mean, obviously you're out and about. I am not out and about. I did go for cellular for the first two iPads. And I used it twice. I can remember exactly using it. Luckily, mine was on demand. So it was, you put some money on a card and then it just lasted until whenever. One, the most important time we ever used it was when Maya was ill. And he went to the vets that day and they were doing some tests and we were sat outside and we wouldn't leave. And I remember sitting there and the rain was hammering down. It was freezing. It was February. We were wrapped up in blankets and we had a session that night. We were going live that night. And I said to Mike at 2 o'clock, we're not going to get there. And he said, no, we're not going live till 8. Be fine. So it got to 3 o'clock. I said, I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. You know, he's not coming out. And he said, he will, he'll be out. 4 o'clock, Mike was still sat here. So I said to Mike, look, if it gets to 4:30, I'm going to have to cancel it. Because people might be at work when they were getting their email. So I said, we need to give them enough notice if we're going to cancel it. And it was a good job we did, because we didn't actually get the dog back till 9:30. He was in there 13 hours. And we were outside 13 hours. I think I went in twice for the toilet. But we were sat outside. So I said, you know, I'm going to need to write an email. I'm going to need to send this email. So I'm going to need internet. And I had it on the iPad because back then I couldn't tether. But I didn't bother with the cellular one because we've got unlimited data on our phone. So I just tether to the phone. Oh, Ali sells dongle bugs too. Let's have a look at Ali and his dongle bugs. Very, very similar. You're right. Very similar. In different colours. Or the camouflage one. Yeah, I think we can skip the pink. We can skip the pink. Oh, he really is intent on sending me notifications, is Ali. Oh, there's all kinds of other colours as well. Yellow and green and blue and... What's that one? Oh, that's blue camouflage.
Nice.
I'm not quite sure where you'd be if you needed blue camouflage. Well, you could take my approach, which was if you're having more than one, you could make one a colour that you won't miss. You see, if there could have been orange, I'd probably have gone for orange for Mac Bites.
Mm. Right, so I'm going to get ready.
Oh, are you going to tell them what you're going to do? Shall we have a drum roll for that, do you think? Do you think it's worthy of a drum roll? No, 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 Mike, I mean a proper one.
Oh, okay.
A proper short drum roll. Are you ready?
Going to cut the grass.
Yes. Do you want to take a photo?
Yeah, I'm going to take a photo.
Take a few photos before you start.
Yes.
And then Tracy can have a fit when she sees them. And we'll just say, it's fine, calm, we're rewilding.
Right around the corner, they're rewilding.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, you take one of theirs.
Outside the library.
Oh, excellent.
Because it says, please keep off the grass. And I try and keep Lola off the grass. Although the grass is taller than she is.
Is that in front of the library?
Yeah.
So it's a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, we could actually leave it then. Hmm. No, it probably needs doing, doesn't it?
Before the delivery people can't get the parcel.
Well, do you know, he did a double take yesterday, but I thought, just give me the parcel. You're not here to judge. Give, give, give. And when there was me and my mask, he didn't have a mask on. But he was travelling, and they did make a point of this, in an electric vehicle. I thought, stealth mode, you mean? Stealth mode in a van. And they were right, didn't make a sound as it came around the corner. And I thought, oh, this isn't on, because normally I can hear the diesel engine a mile away. So I thought, definitely stealth mode. But I had him outwitted. He was on three cameras and I spotted him, so he didn't escape. Mind you, DPD don't tend to disappear before they've actually given you the parcel. You know, they're not Yodel. Mind you, Yodel have only once got as far as the front door. Tony went for cellular, but this last Pro you bought, you went for Wi-Fi only and kicked yourself as soon as you first used it. Pain linking the phone and remembering to turn it off. I think mine automatically connects. But if that suits you better, then that's better for you. I think you're right. But we have to have our phone throughout the day, like Mike's working. If our internet went and he was then rendered not able to work, they would want him back at work. And that's not an option as far as we're concerned. So we need to make sure, even if we've got an issue with the house connection, we have another connection. So that's why just before lockdown, we switched to 100 gig. It was a lot of data anyway. It was 100 of whatever the data was. I think the price actually went down. The price went down by about 50 pence a month to have more data. So from memory, we went from 25 to 100. And then this year there was an offer, and I never do this online because there's always a calamity if I do it online. If I'm sat in a shop with somebody, I can punch them, is my logic. And they know I can. So there's never a mistake. But doing it online is like, oh no, you know, they'll cancel the account or something. But this time we had no choice. And I said, well, OK, we'll do it online. And we did. And we got unlimited data. So we looked up what unlimited data meant. And I think it was on a rolling 2 months. Oh, it was terabytes and terabytes of it. Oodles of data. So I said, well, I can't see us using more than that. But it would mean what we have to do, or normally when we're going out, you might turn your data off to save it at the beginning of the month. So our thing resets on the 12th of the month. And the rationale for saving data for the first couple of weeks, you're just more mindful of it, is you might need to use all of that data in the last week if you've got a problem with your home connection. But now we've got unlimited and we're not using that much anyway. It's a crime, to be honest, because we're just not going out. But we got unlimited, so now it doesn't matter. We don't have to do that. But I think because we are aware that whenever we're live, we have to do that. So have another device logged in on Wi-Fi, on cellular, just in case the first connection goes down, that it's easier for us to do, that it's just there. But if you just want to use it and you don't want to fiddle with your phone, that is a good idea. I think it's about £100 difference, isn't it? I think it always was. That cutting the grass has a whole different meaning in the East End. No, he's definitely not doing that. No, he's actually cutting the grass, the green stuff. He's actually cutting the grass. Oh. Tony runs the shop Wi-Fi and phones off a SIM, and they've been messing around with the mouse, which has taken the Wi-Fi down a lot. So you'll make sure you use a different supplier for the iPad. The one that I found very good, I went with Orange, and then Orange became EE. They were useless in the customer service department. Nothing wrong with the connection, but in the customer service department, forget it. We've had O2, we've had Virgin. We had a Virgin SIM in our MiFi. But the one that I really, really wish we could use is 3. They were fantastic. They were amazing. We took a SIM-only deal and we tried it there, and it worked great. We put this SIM in the MiFi. Problem was, when we got home, it didn't work. For some reason, we're in a black spot for 3. So we took it back because they said, you know, you've got 2 weeks to make your mind up, etc. And it's like, yeah, but, you know, to me, if you're going to buy it, you're going to buy it. And I'm not going to bring it back unless they've got like a major issue. So we did have to go back and we said, you know, we've got a major issue, which is it isn't working at home. So he did a quick check on that. And he said, you know, looking at this, the masts are quite away from where you are. He said, so I'm not actually surprised. So we'll give you money back. And I said, well, you know, we must pay for what we've used. And the thing was, we'd used this because we were going out to Bolton, to the Octagon Theatre. And I think we were going to like either a late matinee or something. Or the match was early and this was a matinee. And there was a match on at 11 o'clock. So we sat in the car park watching it. And obviously we had a great signal because we're in a multi-storey car park. We're on the roof. So we watched this entire match. So we must have used about 2.5 gig of the data. So we said, well, we must pay for what we've used. And he said, no, you don't need to. Said, if it, you know, it's not working at home, that's fine, just give you a refund, the whole thing. And I said to the guy, you know, if you ever sort out the mast problem, we're going to come back because I like the customer service. So 3 is fantastic, but not if you live here. Mind you, Vodafone wasn't good here. My dad was on Vodafone before he switched to an iPhone. And this was back in the day when you could only get an iPhone on O2. You couldn't use anything else. And he was with Vodafone. But when it came to making a call, he could make a call and take a call anywhere in the house apart from the front room. And the front room was where we had to put his bed when he needed a bed downstairs. So he's in the front room and it was like Norman Collier. It was like a Norman Collier act listening to him. So he always had to go out into the garden to make a call on Vodafone. So we're very, very lucky with O2 here. But I really wish, you know, we could have stuck with 3 because I thought the customer service was fantastic. Right, let's catch up on here before Mike turns the mower on and nobody will hear a darn thing. Dee's just got back. Yay. So we're looking at the lighthouse, are we? We need to sort that out. I will go and have a look at it. You'd be okay with Wi-Fi only if you weren't running around outside most days. Battery drain on the... that's the other point, battery drain. Definitely want to go for them, because all you need to do is turn it on and off. O2 and Virgin are in bed with each other now. They are. You're right, they are. I got a mail from them. I don't know which brand they're sticking with. I don't know if they're all going to become Virgin, or if it's going to be like O2 Virgin or Virgin O2. No idea. Okay. Right, so we're all bang up to date. And tomorrow is Two Show Friday. Oh, Kim, before we go, are you buying one of these things from AliExpress? What colour are you going for? I go for all black, apart from one that's Dayglow Green. And that was why. But the Dayglow Green one wasn't actually that thing at all. It was a bigger one. It was something that you put like... In fact, it looks like that one at the bottom that they're advertising. Let me have a look. Is it that one? Yes, it's that one. So I'll... Good grief, that's a long link. Crying out loud. I'll just shorten this link. Because if I don't, I'll probably run out of characters. It's that bad. Right, it was one of these I had, but I had that in lime green. In fact, is that me a lime green one I spot over there? Let's have a look at that. That's the nearest that AliExpress are probably going to have to that. So let's shorten that one as well and pop that one in. The second one's the lime green one. No, I haven't got an account, so I'd probably go Amazon with it myself. Another thing that you can look at, depending on the amount of kit you've got. So if you've got some kit that's like bigger, maybe you want to put plugs in there or something and it wouldn't fit in that, try looking at the lunch boxes. We got one of those for the projector. Absolutely perfect. We put the projector in the zip round at the bottom and we put all the associated detritus of cables and stuff in the top. So I'll just pop this link in. I know it's the Ali link, but that's just because I'm looking at it. So a case like that, you could put stuff at the bottom and then separate the stuff that might actually scratch stuff, although that says it's no longer available. But then you wouldn't be buying it from there anyway, so never mind. Okay. Oh, Tony's looking forward to Shoes Show Friday. Tony, I might have a little something. Might have a little something specifically for you in Two Show Friday. Can't say anymore. Spoil the surprise. But don't miss it. Don't miss it. I think it might work brilliantly for something that you're working on. You never know. Oh, there's a tease. There's a tease. And more on the iPad tomorrow as well, obviously. Oh, loving it, loving it, loving it. So before he starts the mower up and no one can hear themselves think for the next hour or so, I've got this vision of him out there like Tarzan. He'll be topless, but hopefully he's not just got shorts on. Or I'll have the neighbours complaining. Anyway, I'm going to say a good night from me. I will say good night from Mike. We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.